She's back. Hey guys, welcome back to the Girls Rule Boys Rule podcast, from the tea to the tears. My name is Vanessa G and I'm your host. All right, y'all. Before I get into the episode, I'm going to announce the winner of the Hand in Stone gift card. The winner is Rosie _ nails. Thank you, girl, for leaving a review, and thank you for your continued support since episode one. I will DM you and I'll get your email address so I can send you your massage gift card. Enjoy. I know you're a mom, so I'm sure you need a break. I actually have a free Hand in Stone massage myself sitting that I need to use ASAP. Because I don't know if they expire, but I just like need to use it because I need a freaking massage. I hope y'all are ready for chitter chatter because that's all I got today. I have a whole page full of notes and it's just all over the place. But why now I actually get it when they say I'm outside shooting dice with my homegirls? Because I was not hip to this, and maybe y'all were already hip to this, but did y'all know that a lot of men with money get their money through gambling? I didn't know this. I mean, I knew getting money through gambling was a thing, but I didn't realize that a lot of men that I associate with having money are obtaining this money through gambling. And I'm like, the fellas might be onto something, because why, the other day at work, some girl sends me a FanDuel link to get some money because she referred me, so we both got money to play. And so I played and I got some free money and I didn't win anything. But then today, right before I was about to film this episode, I saw that I had some free play. I think it was like $80, which is kind of a lot of money. And one thing about me, I am not a gambler, y'all. I hate losing money. If there is no reward for the money I'm spending, I literally hate it. Like, I need to see where my money is going. So I do not like gambling, but I was like, all right, period, free money. Let me see what's up. And off the free money that they gave me, I won $160. I mean, I'm sure I could have won more, but that was it for me. I'm like, listen, baby, I want some money. I'm leaving. I'm out. Thank you for my money. So I was excited about that because that was $160 I didn't have before. So period, y'all. We outside gambling with the homegirls, shooting dice. Can you imagine you hate me and I'm just at home talking to myself in a microphone? Oh my God, this shit is really crazy. But I am going to Miami at the end of this month, so that's gonna be a fun little travel episode. We'll recap the trip and we'll talk about it as we're there. And I also, next week, am filming and recording a fun little episode with some special guests. So that'll be fun. We have some fun episodes coming up. Also, going back to the giveaway, I will announce another giveaway for September, closer to the end of the month. That one will be for a perfume. I will do a poll on Instagram to see which perfume you guys would like for me to have in the giveaway. So lots of exciting things coming up, y'all. Since I'm going to Miami, though, at the end of the month, I kind of feel like I don't want to drink until then. I don't know if that's realistic. I mean, I don't really have any events coming up, and I feel like I really only drink for events. I mean, unless it's in my home that I'm drinking, but I haven't really been doing that. But I don't know, something's been going on weird for me. The devil is a freaking liar, because I've just been like down. I feel like I was on such this high with life, and then suddenly it just like came crashing down. And it's definitely an emotional thing. It's an internal thing, because everything around me is fine. Everything is great. Everything's going fabulous. But I've just been like, I've been feeling so weird. And I don't really want to blame it on drinking, because to be honest, I don't drink a lot these days at all. But also, I don't really drink and do things I regret. You know, like when you get super drunk and you're like, why the fuck did I do that the next day? I don't really have those moments. Thank God I've learned how to freaking control myself. But I just feel like alcohol is poison to your mind. You know what I mean? I need to just clear my body, cleanse my body. You know what? Maybe that's what I need to do, a cleanse. I've never done one of those, a juicing cleanse, or maybe just a food cleanse. I don't know, because I'd be hungry. I have a very, very large appetite. Like, I could literally eat like a man. I don't know if that would make me feel better or worse, but I definitely need to do something to get my energy back right. I've been listening to my sermons in the morning. Whenever I feel myself starting to feel down, I have to get back in this mode of listening to podcasts day in and day out, because I need like those words of encouragement, of affirmation to, you know, keep my spirits up. And like I said, I can't really pinpoint what it is. Like, I just truly don't know. I'm being honest. I think the devil just really tries to attack you when he's sees you moving in your purpose. And I feel like I had caught the stronghold of my purpose, and he's trying to attack me and discourage me. Yeah, I'm just trying to push through, because I know it's just temporary and it will pass and things will continue as normal. But I really am excited to go to Miami, because I am long overdue for a vacation. The last vacation I went on was last September, actually, and I went to Lake Tahoe in California. So that was fun, but I was pregnant. So it was definitely not, you know, what it would have been if I wasn't pregnant. But yeah, I'm really just going to Miami to relax, vibe, have me a little drink by the pool, and maybe go out if the night like takes us there, you know. But it's really going to be a chill vibe. It's only from Friday through Sunday. So just a weekend vibe. Honestly, that's how I kind of want to start doing my little trips. I'm so over going out around my surrounding areas. If I'm not going on a weekend trip to a different city, Chicago, Atlanta, etc., I don't want to go. So really, I would like to plan more of those just weekend trips to a different city. This weekend, I posted on my Instagram story, and I was talking about how we shouldn't let the people who have not been successful in the things that we want to accomplish discourage us from doing the things that we want to do. And I was thinking about that, because I'm like, it's honestly so mind-blowing how much we don't do because of the fear of rejection, fear of judgment, fear of failure. I'm like, isn't it crazy how much our minds control us? Our minds are legitimately the reality we live in. Like, a mentally ill person's reality is so far from like just a normal person's reality. Actually, I was on TikTok the other day and it was so fucking creepy, but I was listening to this like schizophrenia simulation. So it was like pictures and like the noises that a schizophrenic person would see, and I was freaked the fuck out. But I was like, that is so crazy that we legitimately live inside of our minds. But yeah, I had said that on social media, and I was talking to Instagram, and I was like, I think I'm an influencer now. I think I'm declaring myself an influencer. When I posted that, it had me thinking, when you are doing things like this and you put yourself in a position to be vulnerable, you open up the door for people to think that they know you. And it just freaks me out, but also is like, what the fuck kind of times are we living in where social media is just as relevant as reality? Like, you can go on social media and be anyone you want to be. You could be the poorest person on this freaking planet and you can go on social media and pretend you're the richest person, or vice versa. There's so many things that we can go on social media and portray. And I was just like, damn, this shit is crazy, because we have somehow shifted into this society where people are legitimately forgetting that social media is not real. Regardless of if I'm not posting to intentionally disguise who I really am or how I am in real life, there is still a way that I'm going to be perceived that is almost out of my control. Really, what was the start of all of this was someone was, and not in a nice way, was coming to me about who I am, my personality, what I post, putting all my business out there. And I'm like, isn't it crazy how people just assume that they know you based on social media? Mind you, I'm a person who I don't really like to post my family on social media. Maybe you will now notice this if you haven't already. I don't post my family on social media. That's something that's super intimate to me. And I don't like when people know that personal of details of me. Something about social media, knowing who my cousins are, knowing who my sister is, like, that's just weird to me. Like, why does this random person know my whole family tree? You know what I mean? So there's a lot of things that I don't post on social media. And a lot of those things are the super intimate things that, like, almost give a person depth and give a person character. So it's kind of crazy to me how someone is taking what I intentionally post and I'm consciously aware that is the fun part of my life, the cool things, and they are literally taking that and running in with it, like, oh wow, this girl has no depth to her, she's just a regular Instagram girl, which, like, I get it, but it's just crazy how people will really, really assign this personality or this identity to you when it's just like, y'all, this is fake. It's fake. Regardless if what I'm posting is real or not, the identity that someone has on social media is not real. And honestly, vice versa. Somebody could be up on social media claiming that they're parent of the year, that they donate to charity every single day, and they're the best person, and in real life they are the shittiest person you ever met in your life. And I actually don't like when people say that the happiest people are on social media fronting, and people are rich on social media but broke in real life, because some people really do got it in real life. However, we need to be smart and just reality check ourselves and remind ourselves that social media is not real. And I guess just, like, now that I'm being extremely vulnerable with everybody, I guess, because really anybody can listen to my podcast and know what the hell is going on with my life, it just makes me hyper aware to that. Like, oh my God, here I am posting this on my Instagram, but, like, nobody knows that I was sad today, or nobody knows that what really happened in my day. You know what I mean? Whether it be good or bad, like, it's not always the negative. Sometimes it's the positive. Sometimes people don't post the good things in their life. So yeah, that just had me thinking that we're really living in crazy times. And I truly think there is going to be a point in society where we're literally just fucking sim characters. We exist on social media only because the amount of work from home jobs that are being created, the amount of technology that is used, I just feel like society is going to eventually move to a place where human interaction is very far and few between. That sounds so crazy. I watch a lot of dystopian movies, like The Hunger Games, Divergent, those type of movies. Love them. Maybe not in our lifetime, but I just really feel like that's where life's going. Which, speaking of being vulnerable, I need to update you guys because y'all are my besties. So I made the executive decision to cut off my sneaky link. Yes, very sad, very tragic, but I just am at a point in my life where I don't have time to waste. Even if I just feel like that situation was neither a negative or a positive, but it's just like, if you are not a positive factor in my life, you're one of two things. You're dragging me down with the negative things that you bring to my life, or you're just dead weight. Like, I don't need you here. And the quicker I am to get rid of things that don't serve me, the quicker God will be to bring things into my life that are for me. And I feel like he was kind of testing me with that. Like, all right, girl, I'm going to give you this person who's not the worst person, but he's not your ideal person. What are you going to do with this? And that was on me to say, all right, no, this is not it for me. I was listening to this girl speak, and she was talking about how girls will look at dating like they're the princess and they're going through men kissing the frog until he turns into a prince. And a lot of time what happens is we'll kiss the frog, find out he's not the prince, and we're like, okay, well, I mean, I can just keep him around. And so I do kiss the right frog and he does turn out to be the prince. But it's like when you do that, you are now putting yourself in an environment with this frog. And then eventually you move into the swamp. And then eventually you start to look and dress like the frog. So when the prince does come, he thinks you're the frog. So it's like... We can't be wasting our time with men that we know aren't our prince. And I feel bad saying that because, like, when I tell you guys this guy is the most normal, cutie, good guy, good job, like, you would not think that. But most times, that's just not enough. I'm a princess and I need me the princiest of princes. I actually this year want to be Belle and my baby be the Beast. So we'll be Beauty and the Beast for one of our costumes. I don't know how many costumes I'm going to have. I feel like now that I'm a mother, holidays are so much more exciting and fun and I want to host events and I want to go to events so I can dress up with my baby. I already have him dressing in his little Halloween pajamas, his pumpkin pajamas. I love it. Having a baby makes life so much more exciting. The things that became so mundane become so much more fun. Even coming home from work is the best little feeling. Giving him a bath, putting him to sleep, I love it. But it's also like the time goes so fast when you're a parent. Oh my god, my baby is getting so big and honestly he's at the age where he's requiring more attention. So I've been having to record my podcast really late because before he would take a nap when I got home from work and I had time to wash the dishes, do laundry, etc., etc., etc. But now he's very much wide awake and he wants to play when we get home. So I work a lot. So I'm like, okay, this is my time with my baby. We need to bond. We need to hang out. So I like to play with him. I like to lay with him. Whatever it is, I like to be with my baby and I like to be present with him. So I won't do the tasks around my house that need to get done, which leads me to having to do it when he goes to sleep. So then I end up recording super late, which is why I've been uploading late on Thursdays and I'm trying to get better at it. I'm going to work on it. I can't say when that will turn around, but all I know is that I'm trying, okay? Every Thursday at least. Them uploads say Thursday. And I only missed 1 week so far. I'm gonna give myself a pat on the back for that because this is not easy. I was listening to a podcast earlier, Behind the Likes. I already told y'all, Winter Blanco is my girl. They were talking about the same thing, how they will see a lot of podcasts stop after like a little amount of episodes, like week 6 or week 7. And I'm like, I get it. I don't intend on stopping. Y'all can never take me from my podcast, but I get why people do because honestly, it is a lot. The weeks go by fast, all right? Before you know it, you have to record, you have to think of content, you have to edit the content. It's not easy for sure, but you know what? I'm truly dedicated to this and I'm not gonna quit. I think that this is a test as well. One thing about me, everything is a test from God, okay? I'm looking for what the lesson is that God is trying to teach me. What is God trying to make of me this season? So right now in this season, I truly feel that he is trying to get me to push through. I feel like he's already ignited this spark in me. So I have to keep it lit. Even if my flame is dim, I have to keep it lit. And eventually it will start shining bright again. You know what I mean? So I'm committed to this. I don't care. I think it'll just open a lot of doors and opportunity. And it's truly therapeutic to come on here and talk to y'all because you know what? I'm like, damn, I'm really feeling how these famous people be feeling. Like, am I a star, y'all? Because it is not easy to be vulnerable. And I feel like I can almost compare this to music because so I love Summer Walker and I love Janae Aiko. I feel like they both are very real and raw with their music. Like their lyrics expose so much of their emotions, so much of things that people get afraid to say out loud. And you know, it's so crazy how heartbreak and sadness and rejection are such normal parts of life.
but yet we're all so scared to embrace them. Yeah, I'm just like, I'm here embracing everything. You know what, too? I want to tell y'all, don't let anyone make you feel bad for your mistakes. That's why I love getting on here too and telling y'all my business, because I will never let anyone make me feel bad for what I've gone through, because what's tea to some is testimony to me and is gonna help others who have gone through similar situations, or it's gonna help others not be in those same situations. Like being a single mother, for example, for me was embarrassing to me, honestly. At first, I was like, I can't believe I ended up here. And being that I had a child with the person I had a child with, I knew that was going to be the outcome, which is sad. We make mistakes, life happens. I'm here now. Not that my baby is a mistake, he's the best thing ever. But when I say mistake, choosing the wrong person, choosing something, knowing it's not good for you. But yeah, it was very, very embarrassing for me in the beginning, and now I'm just like, I don't give a fuck. I'm embracing it. And if you go on TikTok, do you know whose TikToks are being blown up? Do you know who gaining followers and making money off views? The people who are opening themselves up, being vulnerable, giving people a place to relate and to feel safe with the mistakes they've made. Everything we go through in life, for the most part, is an outcome of a decision that we made. Most of the time, your life is a reflection of the decisions that you've made. And I say most of the time in a very privileged way, because there's people across the world fighting for their lives in war and crazy things going on. So I say that knowing that it's a privilege to say that. If you're on TikTok scrolling through social media, you probably are very in control of your own life. But anyway, not to turn this into a TED talk. I don't even know how I got here. I just get passionate about these things sometimes. And honestly, I need to say these things out loud to motivate myself too, because I don't believe in like the universe and manifestation and blah, 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 blah. But the power of the tongue is real. And what you say, you eventually will believe. And that's why liars scare me, y'all, for real, because liars, they start to believe their own lies. That shit is scary. Have you ever dealt with a liar? Oh my God. Liars are the scariest people on this freaking earth. One thing about me is I do not lie, because one, I'm not good at it. And for two, I just feel like lying is the weirdest thing you can do. As an adult, why are you lying? That shit is so strange. But the scariest part of it all is that the person will start to believe the lie, and not even in like a malicious way. I think initially the lie is wrong, but they, especially when you get so used to lying, it's almost like second nature. So you just lie, and unintentionally you start to believe the lie. So now when someone is looking at you crazy and sideways for this lie that you've created, you're like, wow, that person is fucking crazy. But it's like, you're the liar and you believe your lie. Anyways, enough of that, y'all. I'm spiraling. The devil is a damn lie. That's gonna be the title of this podcast. The devil is a liar. Y'all, I paused so I can look at my phone real quick, and my friend sent me this video, and it's like 90s/2000s video vixens be like, and why is that a major life goal of mine? I want to be in a music video and I want to dance like a 90s/early 2000s video vixen. Like, if y'all know anybody that can get me in a music video, hit me up, put me on, because I will do the job. I'm the girl for you. Honestly though, most time, like 95% of the time, I pretend I'm living in the 90s/early 2000s. It's like, I don't know if this is weird of me or if it's cute of me because I'm romanticizing my life, but I just like to pretend that I'm just living in different times. I feel like it's easier to get through my traumas that way. Like, yep, just a single mom, listen to Keisha Cole, driving with her son in the back seat. You know what I mean? I don't know. It just makes life worth living a little bit. But speaking of being a single mom, so there has been so many really scary deaths going on in the area that I live. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to get out of here. I forget what the statistic is, but I think the most important thing that I think, I forget what the statistic is, but it's basically saying that where your children go to school, the school district will impact their life. Something along those lines. I'm saying it so wrong, but you know what I mean. And I'm like, oh my God, I need to move out of this area because my son needs a private school. He needs a good school district. And it's so crazy when you become a parent that you start to think like this. I would have never thought anything of this before I have had a child, but now I'm like, oh no, this is why they tell you that. And I feel like where I live, not that the hood quote unquote is the standard, but it's very normalized, because I feel like where I live there's a lot of diversity. You have the nicer areas, you have the not so nicer areas, and you have like the middle class areas, you know what I mean? However, I think because the hood is mixed in there, it's like you almost can't get away from it. It's like living in a major city almost. If you go downtown, you run the risk of running into a bad person, you know what I mean? And that's kind of what it's like here. So it's like, this is how people fall into these cycles. And I know life is going to happen how it happens. I think as parents, the only thing we can do is try to make decisions for our children's future, decisions that will put our children in positions to be successful in the future. I was thinking about it and I was like, y'all, I gotta get my son some stocks and bonds. Like, I get it. I'm getting it now. Like, I'm getting why the white people be white peopling, because it makes sense for real. And it's just like, when you grow up in a certain environment, some things will literally just not resonate with you. You will be so unaware of certain things. And mind you, I lived in the hood growing up, but it's like I was so sheltered that I was so unaware of so much. That's why earlier when I was like, I don't know, I'm not hip to the gambling thing, I feel like that about a lot of things. I'm not really hip to a lot of ideologies almost, or like ways of being that are like normalized in the freaking hood. So yeah, it's just like when you're not in that, it's very hard to even have those ideas instilled in you. I mean, now there's social media and there's music, of course, but I mean, you can only do so much, right? Like, I can only try to have my son live somewhere better. Like, eventually I'm not going to be able to control what music he listens to and what he sees on TV, but all I can do is my best, y'all. And that's what I was thinking. I just, sometimes at night I start to spiral and I start to think about how, like, oh my God, my child is literally a person. Like, one day he's going to be a grown man and I'm going to just have the memories of him, of like him crawling and him being little. Like, right now that's where we are, him as a baby, but eventually it won't be that anymore. And it just makes me think about how our aunts and uncles and parents have this memory of us being so small and so little, and now here we are, real humans creating our own lives and experiencing life in our own ways. And that just like trips me up. I'm like, oh my God, life is really fucking crazy. Here I go spiraling again. I got my toes done today because they were just at a point where I really needed to get them done. But you know that awkward time, that awkward period of like, okay, I need my nails done badly, but if I get them done now, by the time I'll need them for a specific event, I'll have to get a new set. And I don't really want to do that because like there's just like an awkward time in between. And I'm not going to Miami till the end of September. So I hope my pedicure lasts, y'all. Like, I just couldn't take it. Like, I couldn't go another day with the same pedicure I had before. And my nails are not even done because, oh my God, it just takes way too long. And I was on my press-on vibe for a little bit, but I haven't even had time to do that. So I've just been rocking the natural nails. Hopefully before I actually go to Miami, I can get them done for real, for real. Because I do miss having my little nails. I kind of want to try like the almond shape. I know that that's cute and all, but I don't know if I'll like it on myself. I have really long fingers already, so I think the almond will just make them longer, look longer, but like not in a cute way. But I do kind of want to try it because I know all the little cute and demure girlies are doing it. Did y'all see the Ice Spice and Cleo Trappa drama on TikTok? I be like on the messy side of TikTok, low key, but I don't really know why I'm there. I mean, I guess I get it why I am, but I never really interact with the stuff. I never, like, for example, the Who the Fuck Did I Marry series, like, I cannot sit there and watch all 50 parts or whatever, you know what I mean? Like, you have to grab my attention very quickly, and my attention span is extremely short on TikTok. So I just don't be having it in me to watch everything and look at all the receipts. However, I do see all the people like talking about it and making jokes out of it. So yeah, honestly, I don't really be caring for stuff like that, to be quite honest. A celebrity beef, especially not like Ice Spice. I never really cared for Ice Spice. She is so New York, but she's not really my cup of tea. Now Cash Cobain, he is so New York, but he's my cup of tea. I vibe with Cash Cobain. Oh, part of my romanticizing my life, I like to sometimes pretend too that I'm a New York girly living in the early 1900s. Not the 1900s. Although, like, that seems kind of lit too. Should I start romanticizing myself as existing in the 1900s? Wait. I'm laughing, but it's like, girl, you were born in the 1900s. Wait, what the fuck? That's actually crazy. What am I saying? Ugh, football season is approaching, y'all, and I don't have no man's team's jersey to wear. Having self-worth is so freaking hard, y'all. It's really a shame. But me and my baby, we're going to a football game in October. So I think because we don't have a team, it'll be fun to just have like a little jersey collection for him. You know what I mean? Boy moms, tell me, is that whack? Men, if you're out there listening to me, like, check in. Is that whack? Is that like against the rules? You can't like wear multiple jerseys. Nah, but I feel like guys do a lot with basketball shirts, right? I don't know. I don't really know shit about sports. All I know is that I bought the Pillsbury football cookies, football shaped cookies, and they're sitting in my freezer. And I'm like, listen, I don't really give a damn if I watch football or not. I'm making them Sunday and I'm going to somebody's house to watch football. Something about like the commentators in the background, like, you know what I'm talking about? That the sound of football on TV is like extremely comforting to me. I think it's because growing up, my grandpa was always watching football, so it just like is a comfort for me. And growing up, Sundays in my house were like always like a really comfortable day for me, and my grandma like would always cook, so there was always like the smell of food in the air. So yeah, I really like the sound of that playing in the background. And I don't even know who's playing. Like, let me Google that, matter of fact. Oh wait, football starts tomorrow. Oh, see, here I am loud and wrong. I guess Sunday, though, is the first football Sunday. Oh, there's a game on Friday. Dang, I'm on call for my job at the strip club, and I'm like, I hope they don't call me in because there's a game. Let me see, is it home? How do you tell that? All right, let me stop pretending I know what the hell I'm talking about. I'm probably not even right with whatever I'm saying. I'm probably reading that wrong. Oh my god, the last episode I was re-listening to it, and I had said something about The Perfect Marriage, the book, and I was like, it's about a wife who kills her husband, and that was wrong. I was like cringing listening to myself say that, so I need to correct myself now on record. That's not what the book is about. Someone dies, and I believe it's the wife's lover, and they're looking for who killed her lover. I don't know, something like that. All I remember was the book was really good. But all right, y'all, I love you very much. Keep an eye out for all the fun things I have coming up. Travel episodes, perfume giveaway, special guests on the episode. Ooh, that episode is gonna be really fun. And I just realized I planned to drink for that episode, so maybe the not drinking thing is not gonna work out. Oh my god, you know what I need to start doing though is working out at some point. I'm not making this commitment yet, but at some point I would like to add working out to all my list of things that I freaking do, because I just want to feel good about myself, you know what I mean? And working out literally gives you confidence. and releases happy hormones. So I just want to do it, even if it's like 30 minutes a day, or maybe wake up to some morning yoga. I don't know what exactly it is that I want to do yet, but at some point I will make the commitment to start working out. Not super intensely, but I feel like once you start doing it, you eventually will build up to more intense workouts, because the ones that you start to feel too light and they aren't satisfying anymore. Where I live actually has a gym, so it really wouldn't be that hard for me to go. I just have to make the time. We make time for the things that we want. And I want y'all real bad. But all right, love you guys. Bye-bye. See you next week. Thank you for listening.